On the show today, we have Finder.com's editor of Share Trading and Investments, Sherry Bechtel, talking about trends in the stock market, as well as some pretty cool investing tips, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we're going to be talking a little investing, a little stocks, all the stuff that's making headlines right now with Finder.com's very own Sherry Bechtel. Sherry, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It looks like a nice sunny day there in New York. You were saying you were like just right on the outskirts of New York?
Yeah, that's right.
Good stuff. All right. Well, good. I'm glad you guys are out of that. I think you had a big nor'easter or something like that a week or so ago, and now you're out of that. Thank goodness.
Yeah. So,
good stuff. All right. Well, today we'll put the Weather Channel stuff over here and let's talk investing. All right. So based on what's happened in the last couple of weeks, my gosh, the news is just craziness. You know, what's happened with GameStop and all the things that are going crazy right now. So based on what's happened in the last couple of weeks, so is our internet message boards, are they the new trading floor now? Because it sounds like this is where the power is, it seems like.
It seems like it. I think it started an important conversation. I don't know necessarily that message boards are the new trading floor. I think that maybe they're a new source of information and a new source of maybe tips. But I think that it's still more important than ever, maybe even more so than before things with GameStop and the Reddit boards, that people educate themselves before jumping on these sorts of bandwagons, because you're really dealing with your financial future. Mm-hmm. And taking advice from someone on a Reddit board is really risky. And we just, you know, our mission at Finder is to really kind of encourage people to educate themselves before making these big decisions. And investing in anything is a really big financial decision. Mm-hmm. It's your money.
Right. But it's so hard not to get caught up in the frenzy or the FOMO, the fear of missing out type of atmosphere that they develop. How do you kind of restrain yourself from doing something like that? It takes a lot of discipline, I would think.
Well, it's true. And I mean, some people who got in early at GameStop and AMC, they made a lot of money. The downside to that is the people who don't know when to sell, people who get caught up in it, they also lost a lot of money. And I think that it's so imperative to do your homework, to understand that things like short squeezes are very risky. And it's not an investment strategy that you want to take for a long term. It's really a very short amount of time that you have in order to make that decision to sell. And some people don't know when to get out. And that's when you run into trouble.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Do you see this happening more and more now? Is this going to be a regular trend, but something that happens more common now as opposed to kind of a one-off?
I don't know. And it's really hard to tell. I think that some of the initial zeitgeist has kind of died down a lot. And I think people are, especially, you know, knowing that people did lose so much money once the short squeeze stopped with GameStop, people lost a lot of money. I think people are being more cautious and they're seeing, okay, yeah, people made a lot of money, but they also lost a lot of money. And I don't know that I want to take this kind of risk.
Yeah, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. I work too much. I work too hard for my money to lose it. So that's why I don't go to Vegas that often. So on another topic, so are these Reddit boards, have they changed the investing world? It seems like there's maybe a little bit of a shift in the investing scope here, but just based on what's happened now.
I think so. I think that certainly it's opened a conversation about how to make investing accessible to average people. I think that in the past, there's been this sort of idea that investing is for institutions or investing is for the very wealthy. And I think that the Reddit boards, along with the access that people have to things like investing apps, I think that the playing field is really changing. And it's becoming more level when it comes to just average people who want to be be able to access investments, that they, you know, they want to grow their money. But there may be limited ways to do that for average everyday people. I think these investing apps, along with tips from Reddit boards and message boards, it's really kind of leveling the playing field, and people can say, okay, I have this amount of risk appetite. I think I want to put my money towards this. And it's becoming more accessible to just everyday people.
Yeah. Well, speaking of everyday people, I'm one, I mean, like we said at the, before we started recording, I'm a big time neophyte in the investing world. I'm going to leave it to somebody else. But based on what I've seen here, and, you know, you kind of watch Apple stock or the Zoom, if you would have invested in Zoom prior to the pandemic, you would have been sitting pretty, or other things like that. You know, what advice do you have for people that want to dip their big toe in the water and see how it goes? What's your advice there?
You know, I think a lot of people would say stick with large cap stocks because they have the most history. You can get data on all of these stocks. It's they have a history. They have a financial history. You can look at their financials and see how solid the company is. Mm-hmm. So that is a strategy to take, is to stay with large cap companies. You know, and there are ways to invest that, you know, don't involve investing in stocks. You could invest in exchange traded funds, ETFs, which are baskets of stocks. So you're not putting all of your expectations on one particular company. You can spread that risk out over a basket of stocks. But, you know, at the end of the day, a good old high yield savings account is a perfectly valid way to invest your money. You're putting it aside in a safe place, and it is earning interest. And that's a perfectly valid investment strategy.
Yeah, I agree there for sure. And I'm super conservative in that area as well. So I'll probably take up your advice on that one. Hey, speaking of what's going on this year, so what are some trends that we can expect in investing in 2021? Because we certainly started out kind of on an odd foot this year, but what do you see, you know, in the next few months or the rest of the year?
Oh, we're seeing a lot of buzz around cannabis stocks. In fact, I put out a piece on Friday, who made more last week, marijuana dealers or investors in cannabis stocks? And the answer is it's pretty close, and it depends on where you invested. Cannabis stocks are just, you know, really taking off. And as cannabis is decriminalized in a lot of places and even legalized for recreational use, it's getting a lot of buzz. I know that some of that was some hyping over on message boards. A few stocks were very volatile as people were talking them up over the last few weeks, but some of them have really maintained their gains. And I think that's a trend we can continue to count on going forward. Some other areas might be infrastructure, healthcare stocks. Some of those sectors are probably poised to really take off.
Yeah, indeed. And speaking of like doing research and knowing your resources and stuff, what are some, I don't know if you want to name some resource, but what are some reliable resources? Because we started out the show talking about the Reddit boards and all that type of stuff and how those are kind of semi risky. Are there viable resources out there that people can go to and check out as far as, you know, viable resource material, I guess. Yeah.
Things absolutely. That you trust. Absolutely. A lot of brokers actually do offer libraries of information and just educational things that people can look through. Talk to some brokers, look at the brokers' websites. A lot of them have newsletters that you can subscribe to to kind of give you, even some apps, brokerage apps will, you know, offer newsletters to their customers to kind of give them an idea of how the market went or what they're expecting to see or what areas you might want to be taking a look at. Looking at the financials of a company that you are interested in investing in is really a great way to gain some insight into their financials, into their strengths, I should say. You know, take a look at the company's SEC filings. Their financials are available there through the SEC, totally free. No cost to you. Just go through and take a look at their earnings statements. And that's a really great way to get some insight into how companies are performing.
Cool. And I'm assuming like finder.com, I mean, because you're the editor and of share trading investments there. So I'm sure your stuff is pretty well respected as well. So people can turn to that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I think our goal here is to demystify and to make it really relatable.
Oh, thank you.
Investing is not scary. It sounds scary, but it really isn't that scary. And I think that the one thing that we're really great at here at Finder is breaking it down into language that you can understand. We don't rely on jargon. We mm-hmm. don't make things more complicated than they have to be. It's just in plain English. This is what this means. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Good stuff. Hey, and our audience are credit union folks, and there's some banking folks out there that watch as well. So what's the financial institution connection here? How can a financial institution, credit unions in this case, help out their audiences in this respect? Because I know a lot of folks out there, they have investing services and things like that. How can they help out with this type of information?
Absolutely. I think it's just a matter of, communicating in plain language what your customers should be looking at and trying to turn them to investment vehicles that will help them grow their money. Because I think at the end of the day, that's what everyone wants. And whatever those vehicles might be, it varies from person to person mm-hmm. and from need to need. And I think that if you can tailor that to your client's needs, that's really helpful and valuable.
Yeah, and it just builds that trust, that loyalty, and that value as well for that particular financial institution. So,
that's
good stuff. Anything else here to wrap up, Sherry? I mean, this is great stuff. I mean, this is gives a lot of people out there a little bit of more confidence. Like, hey, you know what? Let's go check this stuff out. Let's throw some money in the market and see what happens.
Yeah, I think it's an exciting time. I think that the markets are more accessible than ever, and I think that's a great thing. But just use caution. I mean, that's my one piece of advice is try to know what you're getting yourself into and educate yourself as much as you can before making an investment decision.
And then go talk to maybe a couple of experts in that area too and say, hey, what do you think about this? So.
Absolutely.
All righty, Sherry. Well, thank you so much for this. I would love to do this on a regular basis to kind of research what's going on. Because I think as we come out, hopefully coming out of this pandemic, I think there's tons of opportunities out there for folks out there, regular folks out there to do well in the market. So I'm sure you're seeing that too.
Absolutely. Sounds great.
All righty. Well, cool, Sherry. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work there and enjoy your sunshine. Looks great.
Thank you so much. Enjoy.